I have power over who and what I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I have power over who and what I am. I've been reading a lot of wonderful positive affirmations recently, and they're very exciting. And everybody has a good approach to these things, and this is stuff that is being taught and being learned and being worked on for years. But I have power over who and what I am is, I think, a very wonderful statement. I have power over who and what I am. Now, who am I? What am I? Well, I'm like an old horse, an old shoe. I keep saying the same thing. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. Now, I have power over what and who I am. Now, I am my original purity and integrity, but how do I observe or interpret my original purity and integrity? That sometimes gets me in trouble. Because if I observe it or think about it in a limiting way, then of course it's going to be limiting to me. If I think of it in an unlimiting way, then it'll be unlimiting to me. Now, some people teach the idea visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. And that's quite good. My visualization does use the power of my imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. Now, can you, Ingeborg, imagine what your original purity and integrity are like? Can you imagine what they're like? Can you imagine what they're like? Do you think there's one teensy-weensy little bit of limitation in it? Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. But we do. We do. We look at appearances and say, that's what it's all about. And how silly we are. How silly we are to look at any appearances, any place, and say that's what it's all about. Because what we name, that's what we claim, and that's what we experience. So now, I was walking the path here this morning, coming to the house, and I was thinking, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I thought, you know, what is what's my body? You know, what body, what weight would I like to have? What height would I like to have? What muscles would I like to have? What sort of perfection in my body would I like to have? Well, all. You know, why live with it? But all. And so, if I'm going to go around visualizing a limited body in any way, then that's what I'm going to have. Now, do I know what my original purity and integrity are? Do I know what really my perfect ideal body is? I don't. But I can say I have my ideal body. And then, as I keep affirming this, as I keep visualizing this, is my ideal body always functioning perfectly? Mm-hmm. Is my ideal body always doing everything that it was designed to do? Is my ideal body carrying me around in a happy, healthy, hearty way? Is my ideal body always feeling good? Oh, yes. Is my ideal body always the ideal body, the fabulous body? Does everyone look at my body and say, huh, you're all right, yeah. So, what's new, you know? You're your ideal body. Am I supposed to compliment your ideal body? No, it just is. You see, we don't compliment the sun and the moon and the stars and say, gee, how glorious they are and how wonderful they are. We say, gee, they're pretty, they're nice, I'm enjoying them. Do you look at the ideal star up there and say, now just a minute, you're not quite the ideal star that I have in mind. You should be bigger. I mean, some of your buddies up there are bigger than you are, and some are smaller than you are. Now, what's the ideal star? The ideal star is whatever the star is. What's the ideal moon? What's the ideal house? What's the ideal person? Well, the ideal person is whatever makes us happy. whatever brings a smile to our lips, whatever brings a joy to our heart, that's our ideal. Now, visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. Okay? Look at the star. What do you see? Some people say, wow, it is has a name, because they've been named. Oh, it has a size, because it's categorized as to what size it is. Oh, it has distance from here, because it has been categorized by its distance. Oh, it's this, it's that. Oh, well, no, that's not it. When you look at the star, and you enjoy the star, do you think of its distance, its size, and so forth? No. You just think of the magic of that light in the sky, how great it is, how beautiful it is. You're walking across the desert at night, and you see a light on the horizon, and you know you're in no trouble, you're in no problem. You're just maybe riding a horse across the desert at night, and you're coming back from a busy evening and a busy day, that is. And so you're riding along, and you see that light. You see, isn't that beautiful? And the light seems to illumine the whole desert. And the closer you get to the light, the smaller it gets. And you think to yourself, isn't that nice? And then when you get to the light itself, you see it's a candle in the window. Or maybe a lamp in the window, you know. And some little insignificant light, but it takes on different attitudes from whatever your vantage point is of looking at it. Now, does it change the light? The light is always itself. It's whatever we have of observing that light. So, visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. And man, oh man, what exists in our world. Imagination is the beginning of revealing what exists, and I make a choice from what already exists. Imagination is the beginning of revealing what already exists, and I make a choice of what already exists. So, your imagination, how can you think of a house, of a car? How can you think of a planet? How can you think of an ocean? How can you think of fish? How can you think of things if it doesn't already exist? Mm-hmm. Because it already is in the universal allness. Now, you would like to experience it in your personal universal allness. You'd like to experience it in your personal life. So, your imagination is the beginning of revealing what already exists. You're imagining it, and then you make a choice from what already exists. No. There are billions of things that already exist, and some people want to reveal certain things, and other people want to reveal other things. Some people want to reveal being a writer or an artist, a mother, a father. They want to reveal being a business person. They want to reveal being a golfer, whatever they want to reveal. They just go and reveal it. Now, what did our friend want to reveal? He wanted to reveal that he is a dog whisperer. Well, now, big deal. The horse whisperer came out before the dog whisperer. And do you think, in the fondness of your imagination, that the dog whisperer and horse whisperer weren't always there? Mm-hmm. They were always there. Now, are you at times a horse whisperer or a dog whisperer? Do you sort of mentally say to yourself, oh, that bull is going to chase me? Or do you say to yourself, oh, that little puppy dog is so wonderful. Oh, that big dog, wow, it's going to jump on me. And it jumps on you. And instead of saying, that big dog is very well behaved. Wherever I am, the dogs are well behaved. When the dog whisperer walks into a dog, he knows he's in charge. His mental attitude is, I'm in charge. I'm not against you. I'm not doing anything against what your will. It's just that you are in my world, and you are a lovely behaving creature in my world. And sometimes, when a dog snarls or tries to bite him, if the consciousness of the people around him is such that the dog's going to bite, oh, the dog's going to bite you, and he doesn't have that thought in his mind at all. but they put it in there for him. And the minute he puts it in his mind, he gets bit. Before it's in his mind, he does not get bit. Before it's in his mind, he is free from any of that nonsense. But you see, this is what we do to ourselves. And we are so strange, and we say, oh, they did it to me. No, you accepted it, and it was done to you. You didn't have to accept that they said, oh, be careful, the dog will bite. He goes in there. He said, now, I am always in charge. Dogs love me. I love dogs. And they always want to do what I want them to do. And in a number of dog whisperer events, you see him going in there and saying, well, there, and his little squeaky voice, you know how you get when you talk to a baby or you get to talk to someone in an affectionate way. Well, my little sweetheart, how are you doing, you know? And you hear him doing that. And that's what it means. That's his heart. And other people, oh, they're so frightened. And be careful, he'll hurt you. Be careful. Don't say that, you know? And like he says to people, if I'm going into a tough situation, I don't want anyone who's frightened of the situation to be around. Not because they're bad, but because they will encourage that sort of an attitude to exist. And we want to always be in charge. Now, imagination is the beginning of revealing what exists, and I make the choice from what already exists. I imagine my desire. Can you imagine your desire? Can you imagine your desire of whatever it may be? Well, think about it. What is your desire? What's your perfect body? You haven't got the slightest idea. You think, well, a little less weight, a little more weight. I was reading an item as a medical practitioner, and they were saying that this man's weight dropped way down to 98 pounds, you know, and zoom de boom de boom boom. And I thought to myself, why are they saying that? Why is he doing it? When I have dealt with people who are dying of cancer and they're shriveling up, and I say to them, do you want to die? No. Well, then why are you acting like it? Change your attitude. Change your thinking about it. And, you know, there's nobody who's so bold-faced coming in to talk to them like I do in that respect. And so they don't change their attitude. But when I come in, they say, who do you think you are that you could tell me to do this? Well, look, the doctors aren't against you. They're not trying to say that you're bad and you have to die. They're just saying the direction you're going, you're going to die. Okay, now, let's change that direction. And let's change that so the dogs are loving. So the dogs are wonderful. It's just really fantastic when you take charge of who you are. And you decide what it is you want. And you do not let anything else enter your consciousness to dissuade you from the direction you want to go. Now, if you want to feel sorry for yourself, nobody can dissuade you because you're happy going feeling sorry for yourself. And I can say, well, you're feeling sorry for yourself. I have no interest in that, you know. You're a wonderful, fantastic, vital, dynamic, glorious person. Why should you feel sorry for yourself? My God, you got everything going for yourself. Well, my sweetheart doesn't love me. Well, what sweetheart is that? Well, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, you know. Oh, really? Now, do you love them? Well, when they love me. Ah! Then, and how can they universally love you if you love them only when they love you? Go love them, mentally. Love them universally, unconditionally love them, and have no ties, no bounds, no nothing, and you'll find that everything will work out beautiful. Do you want to? You know, and we're so used to feeling sorry for ourselves under many, many circumstances that when the time comes for us to feel a little different, we sometimes wonder, does it really work? Sure it does. Sure it does. The dog approaches you, and that dog is big and sort of vicious, and you're right there. Well, get down on your knee and say, hi, puppy, and treat him like what you expect him to be. And growl, and he says, hi, puppy, you're a wonderful little dog. You know, that squeaky little voice of being friendly. And the dog says, this person is crazy. They're supposed to be frightened of me. I'm barking at them because I want to frighten them. and you say to yourself, you're wonderful, I love you. And the dog says, oh, heck. Why be an angry dog? Let's just be a loving dog. That's what I really am anyhow, you know. But my master says that I should frighten away intruders coming into our world and into our property or whatever, you know. And the dog says, I'm a lover, really, you know. And really, that's what everybody is a lover. If you are. And if you're not, my goodness sakes, you really got some problems. And who cares? I affirm my desire is done now. This is one of the most wonderful positive attitudes that we can have. I affirm that my desire is done now. And really, that's all that matters. Because when we affirm that our desire is done now, then we have done wonderful things. Now, is this what you're going to do? Is this where you're at? Is this how you think everything is? Well, if you do, then you got it made. We'll talk some more about this another time. But on our thought for today, always realize that it's so important. I have power over who and what I am. But first, I have to know who and what I am. And if I am ideal, if I'm divine, if I'm fantastic, if I'm glorious, that's all that matters. If I'm a fraidy cat, if I feel that everything's going wrong. Now, I'm going to add one little item here. We've said this before. In your body, in your stinking body, you have every disease germ in the universe. Right now. And in your beautiful body, in your glorious body, you are untouched by anything that you don't want to be touched by. But in your stinking body, you're touched by everything. And it gets in there and it's just a rotten sewer. But in your glorious body, you are untouched by anything. You have an immune system that takes care of everything. And this is true. Now, the only reason your immune system has not been working is that you have put a cause in motion and said, I don't like me. You put a cause in motion and said, whoops, flu is going around. You put a cause in motion and said, blah, 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 whatever it may be. Now, when are you going to put a clause in motion to say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body? What does that mean? It's good. I am ideal spirit, mind, body. I am ideal spirit, mind. I like me, I like me, I like me. Ach, mein Gott, ja. All is divine. I am divine. I am divine order. I am divine order. How nice that is. These are affirmations of truth. And the more we use them, the more we live them, the more we are them, and the more wonderful it is. Have a glorious day. And I think we'll go back to saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.